So when we find all these shed teeth of Albertosaurus in Pipestone Creek, it shows us that the Albertosaurus were scavenging, just as any decent meat eater will do. It's meat that doesn't fight back.
Pachyrhinosaurus and Albertosaurus, they're both very large, and that large size immediately confers a great amount of strength. Neither of them were particularly delicate animals, but certainly of the two, Albertosaurus was certainly the more delicate. It had relatively long legs, and it only walked around on two of them. And so consequently, Albertosaurus was in greater danger of having catastrophic damage take place. Pachyrhinosaurus, though, was a more compact, quadrupedal kind of animal, a more sturdy build than what we see in Albertosaurus.
Albertosaurus was a forerunner of T-Rex. It had more functional arms, but its head was smaller and less powerful, so it had to use its relatively short arms to help it catch prey, a less efficient method.
Albertosaurus has these long, slender legs. It's got the shock-absorbing foot. It would have been among the fastest bipedal animals in the history of the world, at least for big animals. Pachyrhinosaurus, not so much. It would have been fast as far as a quadrupedal dinosaur goes, but that's nowhere near as much as a tyrannosaur would have been.
There are two forms of locomotion in dinosaurs. There is bipedal and quadrupedal. Quadrupeds like Pachyrhinosaurus walk on all fours. This stance gives them an advantage of being more stable, especially when they have to turn very quickly. But Albertosaurus being a biped means that it only walks on two legs. This gives them greater speed, but less stability in turning quickly.
It could turn about as quickly as a modern elephant.
See, these animals would be circling in two very different ways. The Pachyrhinosaur more or less pivoting on one spot, the Albertosaurus trying to circle and find an advantage where it could come in fast from behind or from the side and use that to its advantage.